I'm joined by Mary Crollo. Mary is a longtime member of the Burlington Players Workshop. In fact, one of the very first plays that I saw, actually it was the second play that I saw. I think it was, I saw Absurd Person Singular. That was, I believe, in 1978. The very first play I ever saw at the workshop, I believe, was The Sunshine Boys, which I believe was a season prior to that. And then very shortly thereafter, Georgia Houseman in 1978 called me at the radio station. I was working days filling in for Steve Stabell, and she said, we would like to do some radio plays, a couple of radio plays, and see if we can get a series of things. And that was in August of 1978. So ways back, what, 43 years ago. And I said, well, of course. And that's where all of a sudden we had Steve Swanson and Damon Gray, and we had a whole bunch of other people that were all involved in the theater. We got them all together. We created, I think we did at least two different plays. And we didn't have a large catalog, but we did them on a Sunday, worked on them, produced them, got sound effects, all of that. But that's neither here nor there. We're talking about the season 2021-2022. The season 2020 to 2021, well, that was another story. It was an interesting year. And I did have Pat Curtis talking, Mary, about the fact that, you know, some skills, particularly video skills, doing vignettes, doing writing, doing things differently, being online, but it was not a regular year by any stretch of the imagination, was it?
Not at all.
But you are looking at a regular year with an asterisk by it. Is that would that be the best way to put it?
That's probably a good way to say it. what the asterisk is, of course, is all the effects of COVID-19 and what we have to do.
And dealing with whatever is going on with this. We are hoping that, and I'm going to guess that you are hoping as well, but hoping that this Delta variant will fade into the distance and that we can be back to real normal instead of semi-normal or the new normal. But you are looking at a regular season, though, in the actual theater with actual plays. You've got a comedy by Ken Ludwig, who is known as Moon Over Buffalo, I believe, was one of his hits. I know he's had at least two or three that we produced at the theater. So Ken Ludwig, comedy farce, Fox on the Fairway, and you were telling me, and I read the reviews on this from a couple of different places. It's one of his funniest ones ever, isn't it?
Yes, it is. He writes a variety of kinds of things, and he's done a couple of farces and others that are comedies. This one he wrote in the style of a British farce, which I happen to think is better than the typical American farce.
And sort of a Monty Python-ish kind of a twist to it.
Yeah, or some of the promos say that it recalls the Marx Brothers classics.
Yes, I read that. I read that as well. But it involves golf, a love of golf, and some of the crazy things that can go on in and around a golf course, right?
Right. I think it may be the first time we've ever done a play that had to do with golf.
Okay. Now, I don't think you're going to blow up any groundhogs out of the... but it is a comedy. It's a farce. It has been cast, and it's opening the first weekend in October and running for 2 weeks. In fact, all of the shows are two-week shows.
Correct.
You had originally, I think, planned on doing a musical, but that was put sort of on the back burner, hopefully to be done for the following season.
A year from now, yeah.
Okay. Ken Ludwig, and again, you open on Friday. October 1st. And you run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday the following week. And again, comedy farce. Again, you are doing, you are taking tickets. You can actually go online to do your tickets. Is that right?
That's correct. And the easiest way to do that is to go in through
BurlingtonPlayersWorkshop.com.
Players, I think it's PlayersWorkshopTheater.com.
Oh, that's right, PlayersWorkshopTheater.com. I could have seen that right here. But again, that is going on. A very funny show. You mentioned the fact that CDC guidelines. So what exactly do you mean by that?
Well, the CDC guidelines, number one, they change with considerable regularity as conditions change.
Right.
And as they learn more things about the coronavirus. What it means for us is we've done things like upgrade our HVAC ventilation and filtration systems.
Okay.
We won't be using the water fountain. Will be defunct. We probably will not even be doing concessions or the opening night reception.
Yeah,
some things like that. But it also means if the play were starting today and given the conditions today, it would probably mean requiring of masks and also distanced seating. By distanced seating, I mean every other row we would use, and it also would mean that, you know, couples could sit together or a family that's come together can sit together.
But space to cross
that
row.
But then we'd have
row.
Space
yes.
in between. The next group.
so getting your capacity is not possible. I guess your
right.
or I should say your capacity would be reduced at least, and masks would be required at least for now. And if that changes, you will let people know, right?
Right. We'll keep our fingers crossed that by October 1st. Things have gotten much better.
Let's hope so. Okay. That's in October. December, you've got a show. December's normally a Christmas show, but this is not a Christmas-themed show.
Well, we
is it?
Sometimes do Christmas shows and sometimes not. No,
true.
This is not it's not a Christmas
show. It's a
show.
Political show, though.
right.
What is it? It's The Outsider. Can you give us a little bit about that?
Right. Well, it's written by Paul Slade Smith. It's a political satire, and what happens is you have the worst candidate ever running for governor. And sometimes the public wants the worst candidate ever, and that's about what's happening in this one. And it just skewers politics, and it's as satires go, it's funny, but it makes a point, too.
Some people say we've got some of those very type of people already in office, but that's another story. But that's going on starting on Friday, December 3rd, running through Saturday, or rather Sunday, December 12th, and then you take a January break, and you're back in February with the February 18th opening of a dramatic comic by Sam Bobrick called Passengers. Now, this is a very interesting acting challenge, isn't it?
Yes. There are actually, the way it's written for four people, but there are 17 characters, and so you have four people playing 17 characters. It's an interesting show in that there are eight scenes, each of which takes place in a bus station in small town Midwest, and the passengers as they're sitting there talking with each other, it becomes clear that they think they're dead, and in the final scene you have them some of the characters waiting for that final bus of life.
It is unique, and it's a challenge, and it's four characters, 17 roles, and a very interesting plot line undercurrent as well. So all of that, dramatic comedy. Sam Bobrick wrote this. I don't know much about Sam Bobrick. Are you familiar with him?
Yes. Years ago, we planned to do a dinner theater. Wally's Cafe, I believe, was the name of it. And I was really anxious for us to do that, and things transpired that we ended up not being able to. But it was not as dramatic as this one is, but you could call it a dramatic comedy,
okay,
too.
All right, and you've got, and that's going on February 18th, running through the 27th. On April 22nd, running through May 1st, The Kitchen Witches, and I, this is sort of it's a cooking show, but it's also combat.
You could say that.
If you know what I mean. These are two mature women that have a cooking show on, I believe, on cable, and they become, let's put it this way. There's some friction that is evolving. Is that right?
Right. And on cable, it's the old time, you know, back in the early days of cable, there were the cable access channels.
Right.
It's like that. And so these two women, initially, they each have their own separate cooking shows and, of course, small audiences. And then one of them is about to be dropped. And the two of them, of course, hate each other.
Yes.
And so the second one shows up at the first one's last show, and they start flinging insults back and forth. And ultimately, the public loves this show now. So they end up having to do a show together. And you're going to see more than insults fly. You'll see a little food fly also.
It's an evolving show, in other words, as you go through. The Kitchen Witches, that's directed by Ron Teeter. By the way, the dramatic comedy Passengers, directed by Mary Fox. Libba Flores is directing The Outsider, and the comedy farce by Ken Ludwig, that is directed by Carol Hinkle. And again, you've got season tickets on sale right now. I know you sent a number of season tickets out. If they want a season ticket, what do they need to do?
Probably the easiest is, well, there are multiple ways.
You can
go online and purchase season tickets that way. But, of course, you paid, you know, the credit card charge and those kinds of things. Or you can just give me a call and I'll send you tickets and you can send me your money back.
Or you can just simply send a check to the Players Workshop, can you not?
Yes, that'd work, as long as you give us your address so that we can send you the tickets.
Oh, that's probably a very good idea, too. Okay, but again, adult season tickets are $45, student season tickets are $30, individual tickets at the door $15 and $10. And again, evening performances, all of them at 7:30, and the Sunday matinees at 2.
If you listen to Steve talk about the prices, you probably figured out that a season ticket actually gives you four shows for the price of three if you were paying individually.
And if you are an old timer, you know that 8:15 used to be the starting. Remember how 8:15 became the starting time? That goes back to Lloyd Moffat, doesn't it? Because I believe it was a Broadway. Wasn't that a Broadway tradition at one time?
I think that's right.
So people could go to the dinner and go out to dinner and then have time to digest their food before they got into the theater. But again, 7:30, that's proved to be a better time overall, hasn't it?
I think so. As some of us age a little bit, we like the earlier time.
He's looking at me again. Anyway, no, it is Players Workshop 2021-2022 season. The good news is you really do have a season. The other good news is you will actually have an audience for the show. You are asking, at least I know you're asking performers to be fully vaccinated. Do you have any vaccination requirements for the patrons?
No, other than it sure would be a good idea.
Okay. Can't argue with that. All right. Players Workshop 2021-2022 season. If you need more information, give me a call at the radio station. They can give you a call. What's your number, Mary?
752-8501.
All right. Anything more you need, you'll be hearing about a lot more of it on the radio. You'll hear about a lot more anywhere you can find it. But go to, again, it is playersworkshoptheater.com, and all of that stuff and all of the schedules and all of the ways to buy and order and all of the details, all playersworkshoptheater.com. We are fully on the web. And to Mary Crowley, we say thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Steve.